All praise is due to Allah. May Allah send His peace and blessings upon His final messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, we welcome you to this live program from Al-Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Our program, Ramadan Afternoons, we invite our special guest, Sheikh Khalid Isa, to discuss with us some prophetic principles in knowledge, character and etiquettes. Today's principle is entitled وَلْيَأْتِ إِلَى النَّاسِ أَلَّذِي يُحِبُّ أَنْ يُؤْتَى إِلَيْهِ, pretty much which translates to mean treat people as you would love to be treated by them. So treat people as you would love people to treat you.
هذه قاعدة من القواعد النبوية المحكمة في أبواب المعاملة بين الخلق. أصل هذه القاعدة وردت ضمن حديث طويل تضمن عدة وصايا نبوية عظيمة رواه الإمام مسلم في صحيحه من حديث عبد الله بن عمرو, وفيه فمن أحب أن يزحزح عن النار ويدخل الجنة فلتأته منيته وهو يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر وليأتي إلى الناس الذي يحب أن يؤتى إليه. هكذا يختصر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم آلافا من الكلمات والعبارات والخطب والمقالات في باب التعامل مع الخلق في هذه القاعدة الجامعة, بل هي قاعدة من قواعد السعادة, إنه ميزان عادل منصف ينصبه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لكل من يتعامل مع الناس الذين في تنوع أخلاقهم وتفاوت معاملاتهم كما بين السماء والأرض. يقول الإمام النووي رحمة الله عليه, هذا من جوامع كلمه صلى الله عليه وسلم وبديع حكمه, وهذه قاعدة مهمة فينبغي الاعتناء بها. وإن الإنسان يلزم أن لا يفعل مع الناس إلا ما يحب أن يفعلوه معه. لعمر الله إن هذا لهو الميزان الصحيح للإحسان والنصح لعباد الله. فكلما أشكل عليك شيء مما تعامل به الناس فانظر هل تحب أن يعاملوك بتلك المعاملة أم لا, فإن كنت تحب ذلك كنت محبا لهم ما تحب لنفسك, وإن كنت لا تحب أن يعاملوك بتلك المعاملة فقد ضيعت هذا الواجب العظيم. إذن أيها الإخوة, هذه كلمات مع أنها كلمات قليلة لكن تحمل في طياتها توجيه عظيم من النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. لو أن الناس أخذوا بهذه القاعدة لا حصل لهم نفع عظيم وخير كثير, ولا تجنبوا كثيرا من المشاكل والفتن التي تثار بين الناس في هذا الزمان. إذن هذه قاعدة في التعامل مع الخلق, من جعلها لنفسه قاعدة كانت من أسباب جلب السعادة له.
Today's principle is entitled وَلْيَأْتِ إِلَى النَّاسِ أَلَّذِي يُحِبُّ أَنْ يُؤْتَى إِلَيْهِ, pretty much which translates to mean treat people as you would love to be treated. So treat people as you would love people to treat you. This is an amazing principle from the principles of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that teaches us so much wisdom in dealing with others. And this principle is derived from a hadith which is quite long that has many advices from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The hadith is narrated by Imam Muslim in his authentic collection, narrated from Abdullah bin Amr, may Allah be pleased with him. And part of the hadith he says, and whoever wishes to be removed from the hellfire and to enter paradise, then let him make sure that he dies while in the state of believing in Allah in the last day, and let him do unto others what he loves for others to do unto him. Let him treat others as he loves for others to treat him. By this way, the Prophet ﷺ has summarized thousands of words and phrases and many sermons and speeches in a single line. in terms of how to treat other people. This is a comprehensive principle. And it is one of the principles that attain happiness for a person. And it is a way of developing justice and balance. The Prophet ﷺ has established this balance for us to deal with people and to see whether your treatment is fair of people by this principle. Because people, they differ in their character and they differ in their ways of dealing with them, as is difference between the heavens and the earth. But by this principle, you know how to treat people differently. No matter how different they are, you know how to treat people in the best way. Imam An-Nawawi, may Allah have mercy on him, he said, this is from the comprehensive words of the Prophet ﷺ and from his deep wisdom. This is an important principle and it requires attention to be given to it. For a person is obligated to not treat people except by which he would love for people to treat him by. By Allah, this is a correct measure in treating people with goodness and being sincere to the creations of Allah. And so many times you may be in a situation where you are not sure how to treat people, then look at how you would want people to treat you in that situation and see if you would like to be treated the same way you are treating them. If you would like that and you are pleased with that for yourself, then you should be happy to treat people like that. But if you are not happy to be treated in that situation yourself, then do not treat people with that in that way. Or else you would have fallen short of an obligation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in these simple words from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is teaching us how to avoid so many problems and how we can achieve so much happiness in our lives if we live by this principle.
كانت حياة نبينا عليه الصلاة والسلام ترجمة لهذه القاعدة العظيمة. استعملها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في تربية أصحابه، فكانت من أنجع الأدوية وأشفاها. تابعوا معنا هذه القصة التي رواها لنا الصحابي الجليل أبو أمامة رضي الله عنه، فقال: إن فتى شابا أتى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال: يا رسول الله، إئذن لي في الزنا. فأقبل القوم عليه فزجروه وقالوا: مه يعني أسكت، عنفوه. فقال: أدنه، أي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: أدنه. فدنا منه قريبا، قال فجلس، قال: أتحبه لأمك؟ قال: لا، والله جعلني الله فداك. قال: ولا الناس يحبونه لأمهاتهم. قال: أفتحبه لابنتك؟ قال: لا، والله يا رسول الله جعلني الله فداءك. قال: ولا الناس يحبونه لبناتهم. قال: أفتحبه لأختك؟ قال: لا، والله جعلني الله فداءك. قال: ولا الناس يحبونه لأخواتهم. قال: أفتحبه لعمتك؟ قال: لا، والله جعلني الله فداءك. قال: ولا الناس يحبونه لعماتهم. قال: أفتحبه لخالتك؟ قال: لا، والله جعلني الله فداءك. قال: ولا الناس يحبونه لخالاتهم. قال: فوضع يده عليه وقال: اللهم اغفر ذنبه وطهر قلبه وحصن فرجه. فلم يكن بعد ذلك الفتى يلتفت إلى شيء. رواه الإمام أحمد. إذا كان الرجل لا يحب أن يفعل هذا، لا يحب أن يفعل الزنا بأمه ولا بأخته ولا بابنته ولا بخالته ولا عمته، ومن الناس إلا أولئك، فكيف إذن يحب أن يوقع هذا الفعل بالناس وهو لا يحبه لنفسه؟ إن هذه القاعدة الجليلة هي نداء الفطرة السليمة التي فطر الله تعالى الناس عليها، علم ذلك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فنادى ذلك الشاب بهذا النداء فما كان إلا الاستجابة العاجلة لهذا النداء. قيل للأحنف ممن تعلمت الحلم؟ قال من نفسي، كنت إذا كرهت شيئا من غيري لا أفعل مثله بأحد. فهو لأنه يكره هذا لنفسه فلا يحب أن يوقعه بغيره. هذا من أسباب كونه صار حليما بين الناس. وكان محمد بن واسع يبيع حمارا له، فقال له رجل: أترضاه لي؟ قال: لو رضيته لم أبعه. يعني هو ما ارتضاه لنفسه، لكن لما سأله هذا الرجل أترضاه لي، قال: لو رضيته ما بعته. قال ابن رجب: وهذه إشارة منه إلى أنه لا يرضى لأخيه إلا ما يرضى لنفسه، حيث أجابه بحقيقة الأمر دون تدليس أو خداع، وهذا كله من جملة النصيحة لعامة المسلمين التي هي من جملة الدين. ونحن تكلمنا عن هذا البارحة لما تكلمنا عن القاعدة العظيمة: من غشنا فليس منا.
The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, he lived by this principle and he nurtured and raised his companions based on this principle. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used this principle as a cure of nurturing the ills of society, and it is one of the best cures to use. Look at the story of the great companion Abu Umama, may Allah be pleased with him. He narrates to us this story that once a young man came to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he said, "Oh Allah, give me permission to commit fornication." So the people came to him and they started to tell him off, and they started to say, "What?" And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said to that young man, "Come forward." And so the young man came near to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he sat by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him calmly, "Would you like that to be done to your mother?" He said, "No, by Allah, may I be sacrificed for your sake. I would give up my life for you." Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, "And likewise, the people would not like for someone to commit fornication with their mother." Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Would you like that to be done to your daughter?" He said, "No, by Allah, may I be sacrificed to defend you." And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "And likewise, the people would not like it to be done to their daughters." And he said, "Would you like it to be done to your sister?" He said, "No, by Allah, may I be sacrificed in your defense." The Prophet ﷺ said to him, "And likewise, people would not like that for their sisters." And then he said to him, "Would you like it to be fornication to be committed with your paternal aunt?" He said, "No, by Allah, may I be sacrificed in your defense." He said, "Likewise, people would not like that done to their paternal aunts." And then he said, "Would you like that to be done to your maternal aunt?" He said, "No, by Allah, may I be sacrificed in your defense." He said, "Likewise, the people would not like that to be done to their maternal aunts." And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam placed his blessed hand on his chest and he made a prayer for him. He said, "Oh Allah, forgive his sin and purify his heart and grant chastity to his privates." And so that man left and he had no desire to commit fornication after that. And so the Prophet ﷺ taught that young man the important principle that if he wishes to commit fornication, then the woman he wishes to commit fornication is only one of these women. She's going to be the mother of someone, or the daughter of someone, or the sister of someone, or the paternal aunt of someone, or the maternal aunt of someone. And just as you wouldn't want someone to commit fornication with one of those relatives of yours, likewise people would not like that for themselves. And so any woman that you wish to commit fornication with, she is going to be one of these people. So this is an important principle, that addresses the nature, the good nature of people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created them instinctively with. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam called that young man and he addressed him. He addressed his inner goodness and his instinct, and he was able to succeed in curing that young man from that evil desire that he was seeking. It was said to Al-Ahnaf, who was one of the great worshippers of Allah in the past, he said, how did you learn hilm? Hilm is forbearance, for a person to be lenient and patient with the bad character of people. And this is a very important trait in good character. They asked him, how did you learn hilm, forbearance and patience and coping with people? He said, from myself. He said, when I hated someone dealing with me in a certain way, I would learn never to deal with that person in such a way. And so you learn good character by the bad character of others. And so you know how bad it is, and you know never to treat people like that. Muhammad ibn Wasi', once he was selling a donkey, and a man said to him, would you see this to be suitable for me? He said, if I saw it suitable, then I wouldn't be selling it. And this shows, as Imam Ibn Rajab, he said, this shows that he did not like for his brother except what he liked for himself. When he spoke about the reality of the situation without any concealment, without any cheating, without any deception, and this is part of showing true goodness and wishing goodness for the general folk of the Muslims, and that is one of the principles of this religion that we have spoken about in previous sessions, the importance of giving good advice and not concealing or deceiving or cheating people in the advice.
أيها الإخوة, أيضا عندما نتأمل القرآن الكريم نجد أن الله سبحانه وتعالى رسخ هذا المعنى بأساليب متنوعة. أقرب مثال على ذلك قول الله تعالى: ويل للمطففين الذين إذا اكتالوا على الناس يستوفون وإذا كالوهم أو وزنوهم يخسرون. لماذا ذم الله سبحانه وتعالى هذا النوع من الناس؟ الذم إنما لحقهم بمجموع أنهم يأخذون زائدا ويدفعون ناقصا. يعني عندما يبيعون الناس يبخسونهم, وعندما يأخذون من الناس يأخذون حقهم كاملا بل يعني زائدا. فلو كان هؤلاء يحبون للناس ما يحبون لأنفسهم لما صار عندهم اختلاف في التعامل, لعاملوا الآخرين كما أحبوا أن يعاملهم الناس, فكما أحبوا لأنفسهم أن يأخذوا حقهم كاملا بل زائدا عليهم كانوا أن يفعلوا نفس الشيء مع الآخرين. لكنهم لما لم يفعلوا ذلك ذمهم الله سبحانه وتعالى وتوعدهم بقوله: ويل للمطففين. قال قتادة: أوفي يا ابن آدم الكيل كما تحب أن يوفى لك, واعدل كما تحب أن يعدل لك. وهناك مثال آخر من القرآن يرسخ هذه القاعدة النبوية: وليأتي إلى الناس الذي يحب أن يؤتى إليه, وهو قول الله عز وجل في حق الزوجات: ولهن مثل الذي عليهن بالمعروف. ولهن مثل الذي عليهن بالمعروف, أي يجب على الرجل أن يؤدي إليهن حقهن كما هو يحب أن يأخذ منهن حقه الواجب عليهن. قال ابن كثير: أي ولهن على الرجال من الحق مثل ما للرجال عليهن, فليؤدي كل واحد منهما إلى الآخر ما يجب عليه بالمعروف. ولهذا قال ابن عباس: إني لأتزين لامرأتي كما تتزين لي، لأنه هو يحب منها أن تتزين له، فكما يحب منها ذلك تجاهه فهو يقوم بنفس الشيء تجاه زوجته فيتزين لها. الله أكبر، ما أجلها من قاعدة وما أحرى المسلم بتدبرها وتأملها وأن يبادر إلى تطبيقها في نفسه ومن حوله.
Of the applications of this principle to treat people as you wish for people to treat you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described some passages in the Quran that affirm this principle. And a very clear example of that is in Surah Al-Mutaffifin, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, woe to the mutaffifin. They are those who when they measure for people, when they seek measure from people, they seek their measure in full. But when they measure for others or they weigh for others, they are deficient. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has criticized such people that when they seek measure from people, they wish for their measure in full and extra if possible. But when they are measuring for others or weighing for others, they are so keen to be deficient. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them such a stern warning by saying, woe to the mutaffifin, those that do such actions. Their crime is that they have not loved for others what they have loved for themselves. They don't accept that for themselves. How can they accept that for others? So it shows that this is something that is evil that they are not avoiding. As Qatada, he said, fulfill, O son of Adam, the measure, just as you love to have it fulfilled for yourself, and be just as you love justice being served to you. And there are other examples in the Quran that affirm this prophetic principle of fulfill unto others what you love to be fulfilled to you. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the rights of wives, and they are due like what is due from them within reason. Which, as Ibn Kathir, he says, which means, and upon men is the right that they expect from the women to them. And so each one of them should provide for the other what they love for themselves with customary, within what is reasonable within the custom. And so just as a person, he loves for his wife to treat him well, the man should treat his wife well. As Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he used to decorate himself and look good for his wife. And he used to even apply the eyeliner, the kuhul. And he says, I decorate myself for my wife just as my wife decorates herself for me. Or just as he loves that from his wife. He loves that when his wife makes herself look attractive to him, so he makes himself look attractive for his wife. So see this beautiful principle that Islam commands from us, and how great is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has instructed us to apply this great principle. And so every Muslim should consider this principle and should rush to apply it in his self and with those who are around him.
أخيرا أيها الإخوة، نترككم مع هذه الفائدة، أنه إذا كان هذا مطلوبا من الخلق في معاملاتهم مع بعضهم البعض، فلا شك أنه مطلوب في حق يعني الخالق سبحانه وتعالى من باب أولى. كيف تطلب من ربك أن يعطيك ما تحب وينجيك مما تكره وأنت مقيم على ما يكره تارك لما يحب؟ نحن نقرأ مثل قول الله عز وجل، نقرأ مثل قول الله عز وجل، وإذا مس الإنسان ضر دعا ربه منيبا إليه، وإذا مس الإنسان ضر دعا ربه منيبا إليه، ثم إذا خوله نعمة منه نسي ما كان يدعو إليه من قبل وجعل لله أندادا ليضل عن سبيله قل تمتع بكفرك قليلا إنك من أصحاب النار. ونقرأ قول الله عز وجل: وإذا غشيهم موج كالظلال دعوا الله مخلصين له الدين فلما نجاهم إلى البر فمنهم مقتصد وما يجحد بآياتنا إلا كل ختار كفور. فانظر يا عبد الله كيف أن الإنسان إذا نزل به ضر دعا الله عز وجل واستغاث بالله عز وجل، فإذا ما نجاه الله عز وجل نسي ربه سبحانه وتعالى. يقول ابن الجوزي رحمه الله: ويحك لو ابتلاك في مالك فقل لاستغثت، وأو في بدنك ليلة بمرض لشكوت، فأنت تستوفي مطلوباتك منه ولا تستوفي حقه عليك. ويل للمطففين، ويل للمطففين. فأنت تحب من الله أن يغيثك وأن يشفيك وأن يعطيك وأن يهبك وأن يكرمك، تريد كل الكرامات وكل النعم، ثم أنت لا تنظر في حق الله عليك. فاحذر التطفيف يا عبد الله. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يوفقنا لرضاه، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.
Just as a final point, in this principle, just as we wish good treatment from people, and we are commanded to treat people just as we want people to treat us well, and this is commanded for all people, what is more important and more worthy of that good treatment is our Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we expect all goodness from Allah, but let us look at how we are fulfilling our obligations to Allah. How are we obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, which means, and when adversity touches man, he calls upon his Lord, turning to him alone. Then when he bestows upon him a favor from himself, he forgets him who he called upon before, and he attributes to Allah equals to mislead people from his way. Say, enjoy your disbelief for a little while. Indeed, you are of the companions of the fire. So this verse is reminding about the situation of many people from mankind, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows his favor upon them, they forgot about Allah and they forgot about obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and worshipping and turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says also in Surah Luqman, verse number 32, and when the waves come over them like clouds, they call upon Allah alone, making all religion for him, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely. And so when he saves them to the land, some of them, they are neglectful, and none deny the verses except every disbelieving, arrogant person. So many people, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala graces them with blessing, they do not show that gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so just as we are commanded to treat people well, and we should treat people as we wish for them to treat us, then the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more required. How can we expect from Allah and we seek and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the things that we love, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from what we hate, and a person is doing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hates and he leaves what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has obligated. Imam Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawzi, Imam Ibn al-Jawzi, may Allah have mercy upon him, he says, woe to you if you are trialed in your wealth and many a times you don't.
أصبح قليلا. يعني إذا no. قل مال الإنسان يلتجئ إلى الله عز وجل.
No. So many a times that if you are trialed with a deficiency in wealth, then he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his body in the night. Or if a person is trialed in his body at night with sickness, he complains. And you wish for your rights to be fulfilled perfectly, but you do not fulfill the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so every person wishes to get, you know, all the blessings from Allah and all the goodness from Allah, but he doesn't look at it himself and how much he has fulfilled the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us fulfill the right of Allah, just as we would love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fulfill what we want, and let us fulfill to people and treat people as we wish for them to treat us. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam, wa sallallahu sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad.
قدم لكم هذا البرنامج من إذاعة البيان من سيدني صوت أهل السنة والجماعة.
Support the spreading of beneficial knowledge. Donate to Al Bayan Radio today. Account name Al Bayan. Westpac BSB 032361. Account number 394419. وجزاكم الله خيراً.